Welcome to our celebration this morning of communion of the Lord's Supper. We celebrate this supper each Sunday and invite all who love the Lord Jesus to join us in breaking bread and eating and in drinking the cup. The bread and the cup are symbols of the body and blood of Christ. By eating and drinking these emblems, we proclaim that Jesus has died for us, for each of us, paying the penalty once and for all for our sins, for our rebellion against God. And in doing so, he's washed us clean. How often have we said to ourselves, I wish I had remembered such and such, or perhaps I'm really disappointed with myself that I've forgotten so-and-so. Of course, there are many tips and techniques that we can use to help us remember things. Some people leave notes for themselves. Some people use something that's associated with the thing that they need to remember. Some people use a diary. Some people use a smartphone with apps there to help them remember things. There are lots and lots of different ways to try to remember things. I used to work with a fellow engineer, and in those days, all the engineers used to wear ties to work. And this particular fellow used to use a paperclip and a little note on the back of his tie, so that when he got to the end of the day and took his tie off, the little note with the paperclip on the back would remind him of what he needed to remember. Photographs, of course, are something that help us enormously to remember things. Particularly at my age, I look back now and photographs remind me of when our children were little and when we were young years ago. Now, we don't have a photograph of Jesus. And many of you will have looked at some of the artistic renditions of him and thought, no, that's probably nothing what he looked like. He wasn't Western. He didn't have a white skin and so on. But what we do have to help us remember Christ and what he's done is this bread and this cup that we have here this morning. There are two important differences, however, between the Lord's Supper and other ways in which we remember things. Firstly, we actively participate in the supper. We eat the bread and we drink the cup. We don't just look at some object, we participate fully, actively in this time of communion. Secondly, our remembrance of the Lord Jesus empowers us to live for him. In being obedient to his command to remember him in this way, we are filled by his Spirit. Psalm 105, verse 5, urges us to remember God's marvelous works which he has done. When we meet around the Lord's table, we remember the most marvelous work of all that God has done. We remember the gift of love which God the Father made to us, the supreme gift, the gift of his only Son. God knew, I believe, when Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of me, just how weak and how forgetful we can sometimes be. So as we remember what God has done at Calvary in and through his Son Jesus, this remembrance becomes something which, by God's Spirit, empowers us to live the lives of God's people, to be his hands and feet, to be his spokespeople in this world, to share with others the good news of God's salvation. our meditation of God's gift to us becomes a means by which God's Spirit speaks to us and empowers us to do God's will. Let us this morning seek the empowering of God's Spirit as we together remember God's giving of his Son for us. Let's give thanks for the bread. Father, we thank you for every remembrance of our Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this bread, which provides a powerful means for us to remember him and his sacrifice for us. Thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Will you join me in eating the bread now? Let's give thanks now for the cup. Our Father, we thank you that we don't just look at something. We thank you that when we come to communion, we eat the bread and we drink the cup, symbolizing our participation in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, symbolizing our participation as members of your family, who've been rescued from our rebellion against you, and for whom the penalty for our misdeeds has been once and for all paid by your Son, our Lord Jesus. Thank you for this cup, which reminds us of his shed blood, blood that was shed for us. Thank you in his name. Amen. Will you join with me now in drinking the cup? Thank you for meeting with us today and joining in our time of communion. May you go into the week ahead remembering all that God in Christ Jesus has done for you and being thankful. At a time when some in our community who are facing troubling circumstances have responded with anger or resentment or disregard for others, let us, as believers in Jesus, respond to God's command to be thankful. And we know that being thankful is part of God transforming our hearts and our minds by his Spirit. Let's remember this in the week ahead. Thank you for joining us.